Welcome to Art on Fringe. I'm Vulcan, and together with my co-host Kamfani, we dive into the raw side of creativity. This podcast is about art without limits, art that questions, art that pushes back, art that shows us who we are. Every episode, we sit with artists from around the world to talk about their journey, their struggles, and the stories behind their work. It's not just about galleries and pretty pictures. It's about freedom, vulnerability, and the power of creating. Welcome to Art on Fringe, Season 2, Episode 4. And today we'll be talking about the myth of the perfect artist. You ever meet that one artist who've got their life figured out? They've got the perfect feed, perfect lighting. Every post they make look like a magazine cover shot from Vogue. Even their messy studio looks so curated and perfect. And then there's us. We're just trying to find our sketchbook under a pile of clothes, eating cold rice and wondering if that one drawing we posted last week failed because of the algorithm or because it just actually sucked. Welcome to the myth of the perfect artist. Spoiler alert, that artist doesn't exist. Finding a perfect artist is just like looking for Bigfoot with an art degree. Hey, if you find Bigfoot with an art degree, do let me know. You know, where this myth starts, it starts the moment someone says, "Wow, you're so talented." That's one sentence. Ruins lives, you know, because before that you were free. You just drew things that look like potatoes and called them people. You wrote weird poetry about moons and heartbreak. You didn't care. Then one person said, "You're good at this," and suddenly you're no longer playing. You're performing. Now you're the talented one. You can't make mistakes anymore. Now every line feels like a test. You're not creating art anymore. You're defending your reputation. And that's how the perfect artist is born. Not out of skill, but out of fear. You know what's funny? The more we learn, the more scared we become. When we didn't know anatomy, we would draw people with six fingers. With so much confidence and be proud of what we did. Now that we know human proportion and lighting, we are terrified of drawing anything at all. Knowledge makes us cautious. It makes us think before we feel. It's like dancing. When you didn't know how to dance, we are so free. You move, you wiggle, you're having fun. But once you start learning the steps, suddenly your body freezes and then you become stiff. You're like, "Wait, does it start with the left foot or the right foot?" And then the joy is sucked out of you. Heart the same way. You start worrying about balance, perspectives, rules, and then poof, the magic disappears. Because basically, perfection kills instinct. The internet made it worse, you know. If we talk about the internet, the monster under every creative bed, wake up, we open Instagram or X, and boom, someone's already posted a masterpiece. A digital oil painting that looks like Michelangelo came back from the dead just to flex. And you're there, zooming into your own drawing like, "This eyebrow looks off." We used to compare our hearts to what we made last year. Now, we compare it to 10 million strangers in real time. And you know what? That's not even fair. You're comparing your work in progress to someone's highlight reel. You're comparing your messy process to their finished edit. It's like comparing your kitchen while cooking to someone else's finished food photography that is well packaged with lighting and ring light, of course. Of course, the look of their food is going to be cleaner, and they've already washed the dishes. Let's talk about the algorithms for a second. Those mysterious god of social media that decide if you matter today. You can spend a week on a piece that means everything to you. Pour your heart into it, post it, and then you get nothing. And then when you decide to just sneeze, doodle the cat on a napkin, post it as a joke, it goes viral. Suddenly you have like 1 million views or 10,000 views or something like that. And you're just like, really, this? And it's just like the internet just said, yeah, we take the crumbs and leave the bread. That's the moment you realize that the algorithm doesn't really care about your art. It just wants content. But you're not a content machine. You're just a human being. Like, you're a person. So let me tell you about one of the dumbest things I've ever done. When I was in 200 level at uni, we had this quick approach, and then I had this design lecturer that kind of told that I looked up to, and he told me that I had potential. And suddenly, that's when he kept saying that to me, it got to me when I was doing the quick approach, and then when I was doing my design, like I kept deliberating over one particular drawing. I stored, I was shading, doing different things to that particular drawing. I was making sure I got the detail to the like every little detail. And just then I realized that time has gone. And I was literally doing nothing. I was shading nothing. And it was just then that it hit me that sometimes perfection is not about discipline, about wanting everything to be detail-oriented, paying attention to details. It's just the fear of, it's just our fear, I mean, pretending to be hard work. Because the truth is, we are not scared of making bad art. We are scared of people seeing us make it. That's what perfection is. It's public fear in private clothes. You know, every artist you admire, the greats, the geniuses, the legends, they all live in this messy middle. That part of creation where nothing makes sense, where you hate everything you're making, and you convince yourself you've lost it. You know that feeling when you start a new piece and halfway through, it looks ugly. Suddenly, you want to quit. That's the doorway. And you know, that's where our style begins. You keep going through that ugly phase enough times, and eventually, you start making something that feels like you. And that's not the absence of mistake. That's our identity. Those mistakes, our signature, their fingerprints on our heart. You can't erase them without erasing a part of yourself. You know, there's something called an ego problem, and I think every artist struggles with our ego. If we talk about ego for a second, every artist have one. Even though we pretend we don't, we can say stuff like, I just do it for the love of art. Really? If you did it for the love of art, why did you refresh your notifications 20 times today? I mean, we crave validation. We want to be seen, heard. We want to be appreciated. That's not bad, you know. That's totally human. Our ego becomes poison when you start deciding what you make. You know, when you're not creating because it feels right, you're creating because it might trend. And then you stop taking risks. You start repeating yourself, doing things because it was successful before, you suddenly become predictable. And that's when our hearts die, not from failure, but from the fear of failure. The real juice of creation isn't in the final piece. It's in the process. It's in that messy, chaotic, what the hell am I doing stage. That's where the fun is. That's where discoveries hide. Because when you're too focused on the finish line, you forget to live in the journey. Every masterpiece that you look at and say started as a masterpiece, it first started as a mess, as a mistake. Every great artist has a folder of disasters they will never show everyone. You don't get to skip that part. You just keep making, messing, making mistakes, laughing, learning, and repeat. You just keep on doing it over and over again. It's a loop. So, remember when you were a kid, you didn't draw to impress anybody. You just drew it because you felt like it. I mean, you could draw a cup, you could draw a car, and you didn't say, I'm not good at art. You can just be like, look, it's a cup, it's a car, it's a dragon. And even though it looked nothing like a dragon, you believed it. We are so fearless. We didn't need followers or algorithms or fancy tools. We just needed a pencil or crayons or brushes to draw different type of messy things. And somewhere along that line, we've lost that kid. We've replaced curiosity with judgment. We've started chasing approval instead of wonder. But that kid's still there. You just have to unmute them. One of the things that I figured out, like, you know what's funny? Like, the older I get, the less I know what I'm doing. And the more okay I am with that. I used to think being an artist meant being in control. Now, I realize it's about being available. Being available to ideas, mistakes, being available to accidents, being available to change. And some days we are going to make trash. Some days we are going to make gold. And most days it will be both. And that's fine. That's how heart beats. Perfection isn't the goal. What's really important about everything is our presence, being able to be there no matter what, being able to push forward no matter what, even during the mess, even no matter how bad it gets, how crazy it can suck so bad. Because when you're truly in that moment, our brush moving, whatever tools we are using, cameras clicking, our pencils scratching, and our mind quiet to write, or just using our voices, we don't care about being perfect. What we care about is the truth. And that's what people feel when they see your art, the truth. They don't care if your lines are off. They don't care if the feeling is real. Sorry, I meant they care if the feeling is real. So if you're listening to this right now and you've been stuck and you've been doubting your work, comparing yourself to strangers on the internet, take a deep breath. You're not behind. You're just human. And humans create in chaos. There is no perfect artist. There's just the artist who shows up anyway. So show up. Make the weird thing. Post the awkward thing. Laugh even if it fails. And remember, You don't need to be perfect to be worth something. Because maybe, and just maybe, your imperfections are the thing that makes your heart unforgettable. This is Heart Unfriend, and I'm Vulcan. And if your heart looks messy today, good. That just means it's alive. Thank you for listening.